Obviously, Nigel, first of all, just to bring us up to speed on the injury situation. I know McGinn picked up a knock at the weekend. What's the current situation?
Yeah, he's going to be doubtful for Saturday. We're not going to know about probably up until kick-off time. He's not too serious, which is good. So it's just whether we risk him for Saturday or with a busy Christmas schedule coming up, whether we leave him for Saturday and then hopefully he'll be okay for the rest of the games.
So just remember, what was the problem with the injury he picked up?
He just felt something at the back of his knee. I think it's just a very minor hamstring thing, but it was more precautionary he came off than anything, because with so many games coming up, the last thing we want to do is to leave him on the field. He gets more damage and then he misses a month or two.
Is he the only concern for the weekend?
Yeah, I think he is, which is good. Quite a few lads who needed games had one at Mansfield in a friendly on Tuesday afternoon. Fabian Brandy got another 90 minutes, which is good. Lyle Taylor got 90. Sean Miller had an hour. So those who needed a run out had one. And then we've got AD White and Tony McMahon back available from last week.
So you've got that nice selection headache they talk about when you've got players coming back at a crucial part of the season, really.
It is. When there's so many points at stake in such a short space of time, then you need the bodies available, because the games come thick and fast now. And you think, what we've got this week at home to Swindon, and then it really starts after that, the 21st, 26th, 29th, 1st, 4th, five important games in just a two-week period.
How do you approach this in terms of just keeping the players sort of fresh? Do you kind of cut down on training, or do you just kind of carry on as normal?
No, you have to cut down and, tailor training according to it, according to the game schedule. And one of the biggest problems actually is keeping the others up to speed who aren't playing every week. Because over Christmas there's no under 21 games or friendlies or anything like that. Our last one's next Monday at Huddersfield. So they have to do a little bit extra, but there's a chance everybody will be involved over that period anyway.
I know as well that with the academy lads, I know it's a different scope, but they're kind of loaned out as well at the minute, aren't they? Because the academy system sort of grinds down as well over Christmas.
Yeah, that shuts down for a few weeks. They have like a little mini winter break almost in the academy system, which is good for the youngsters. They get to go home for Christmas and spend time with the families. And some of the lads, yeah, we've loaned out to lower leagues, which is great experience for them. And it keeps them ticking over as well. They've got a big Youth Cup game on Friday up at Bolton, and I think that'll be their last one before the break.
I mean, have you managed to sort of take in the whole scope of the academy, or are you still kind of a bit reliant on the academy guys and Chris to kind of fill you in on the youngsters' progress?
Yeah, well, we try and get and see them when we can, playing in games when it doesn't clash with first teams, and first team staff will all be there at Bolton on Friday night watching them, and we're excited about, I think five or six of the lads that they've got in the team at the moment. And it's interesting, I think two or three of them are only first years as well, only 16 years old. So two or three seasons' time, we hope to get them integrated into the first team. But we start that process now. One of them trained with us this week with the first team to make the numbers up. Whenever we can, we'll call one or two down when we'll owe our numbers ourselves, and just get them involved in first team training.
I suppose as well it gives them the sort of realisation that they can't, that they're only a few steps away, I suppose, from breaking into the first side.
That's it. And the next stage is to get them in the under 21 team, but just on a training basis, I think it gives them a big lift, and it gives them an incentive as well for the others to say, well, if I do well in training and my matches at the under 18s, then I can get down and train with the first team.
I mean, what have you made of the academy setup at the minute? Have you managed to take a good look at it?
No, not really, but we're concentrating solely on the first team at the moment. I'm very happy with, I think, how that's going. We've seen the 18s play a few times, and they seem to be doing well.
Okay. What about, obviously, you mentioned you got Tony McMahon back from suspension, so it gives you more options as well for this weekend in terms of the sort of formations you can play as well.
It does, yeah. It worked well with the three centre-halves last week, and then we've got to look at this one as a different game again, and decide if we're going to go back to a back four or not.
Yeah, so do you feel you've got the guys can switch, game by game, have you got that kind of understanding with them that they can switch formations quite easily?
Yeah, I think that will improve with time, and ideally you want them almost to sort of change between formations seamlessly, even within games, that shouldn't be an issue. And I think as you try different things, then it becomes easier for them to do.
Yeah, obviously not spoke to you since the cup draw. I know sort of after the game on Sunday, you quite nice, quite liked a sort of top five team at home. Not quite happened, but still a big name you've got in the hat.
Still a good one. We'd just like to have been here at Bramall Lane. That's the only thing. But somebody just said six out of the last seven FA Cup draws have been away from home, which is an incredibly unfortunate run to have. So If we can get through them, we might get a draw in the fourth round if we can get through. But it's not too far away. It's a, you know, a, one of the sort of glamorous clubs in the Premier League. We, you know, Aston Villa with the tradition and the history. So, looking forward to it.
Yeah, are they better games to play than a sort of fellow League One or League Two side? Does it have much bearing, you know, in the cup?
It does. We'd rather go and have a, you know, Pitar, which obviously you've got less of a chance of getting through, maybe. But you know, you can get knocked out at somewhere like Macclesfield or Kidderminster, probably as easily as you can at Aston Villa as well. The schedule leading up to it is extremely busy, so it doesn't favour the teams lower leagues, I don't think, who won't have the squads like Aston Villa can probably put two sides out.
Right. You mentioned loan players earlier. Obviously, you get into that stage as well where you're sort of trying to get them sort of penned down. What's the sort of situation at the minute with the guys you've got on loan?
No further at the moment. We're going to make a decision in the next few weeks, obviously, and if we make one sooner, then we'll contact the clubs and see if we can extend the deals. But we're looking to do a little bit of business in January, but it'll depend on the outs, really.
I mean, how many have you got a figure in terms of how many you'd like to get out of the club and freshen things up?
It depends on how many outs. Yeah, there's a few. Just lads who are surplus to the squad at the moment, really, and then it just paves the way. The last thing we want to do is add to the current numbers. You know, we've already got about 22 at the moment, which they're all just about fit, apart from Stephen McGinn, who's short term. So if we can create some space, that'd be great.
Yeah, have you got a kind of figures in terms of how many guys you want to play? You want to get out?
No, not especially. But, you know, we don't want to get into names and stuff, and at this stage. So we'll just see what happens in the next few weeks.
Okay. Talk to me about Jamie Murphy. Obviously, his resurgence in form. What have you put that down to? Is there anything specific? Have you kind of, you know, put the arm around the shoulder or anything like that?
No, his own hard work as much as anything. It was very quiet in the first, we've said this before, in the first few weeks we came, and then he's just gradually coming out of his shell. It was nice when we had the under 21 games and friendlies, and he was volunteering to play all the time. He said, I want to play. He wanted to impress. And just think he's, the last few weeks, he's done very well indeed, deserved to come on, and has taken his chance last week.
Yeah, I suppose that's a good attitude you want to see in a player.
That's a great attitude, you know. When you're not in the team, not even in the 18, that he wasn't for a few games, then you've got one way, you know, a couple of ways of going. You can crawl off and you can sulk, or you can roll your sleeves up, work harder, and say, when there's an opportunity, I want to be in that first team.
What do you make about this game against Swindon then? What are your thoughts on that time?
It's going to be a tough one, like they all are at this level. But we've got three out of the four, next four at home. So we're looking to improve our home form. I think we've looked good on the road. I think we've looked solid, difficult to beat. We still want all those qualities at home. But we'd like to see a bit more attacking play if we can.
I mean, you stressed that sort of not losing games. You know, you're out of that sort of bottom four thing. So it's keeping that focus on them. You know, that you're not out of the woods yet.
Not at all. Nowhere near. We're out of it on goal difference, I think. And there's a 4-point gap between, really, is, you know, getting us a few away from that bottom four. So we've got an opportunity to do that in the next few weeks, and certainly with the home matches. You know, we know in any league they're not easy. Swindon are a very good passing side, probably similar to Walsall actually. So it'll be a tough one, but I think we're about ready to win a home game or two.
And you win a few games as well this period as well. You set yourself a sort of goal in terms of where you want to be through the festive period?
No, just to get some points on the board. No specific targets. But when you have got you know, 9 points at stake at home in the space of a couple of weeks, you know, if you can win two out of the three, it will make a big difference to the season.